We continue in Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Bet, Perek Dalet. In your Sfarim on page Pechet. V'ta'amo shel davar, shenichlal b'chol bracha bet ha'pchinot hanal. The last thing we mentioned at the end of Perek Gimel is that every bracha that we say includes the two aspects of how we address HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One, straightforward, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, you. And then, Asher Kiddeshanu B'mitzvotav, that He sanctified us with His mitzvot. We don't say that you sanctified us with your mitzvot. Kiddeshanu B'mitzvotecha, Kiddeshanu B'mitzvotav. So we have the two sides of how we address HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Nefesh HaChaim explained that when we say Baruch Atta Hashem, we are not referring to Atzmuto Yitbarach, we're not referring to the essence of Hashem, rather we are referring to Tzad Hitchabruto El HaOlamot, to the way that Hashem shows Himself in this world, the way He relates to us, the way He connects to us in this world. That's something that we can see. So we say Baruch Atta. But the way of addressing Him in the third person, in Him, Lashon Nistar, not Lashon Nochach, Lashon Nistar, that's when we are referring to Atzmuto Yitbarach, Hashem Himself. So why is it that each bracha has to include these two elements? So the Nefesh HaChaim, I think, is going to give us three reasons, quietly going to give us three reasons why this is important when we say a bracha. V'ta'amo shel davar shenichlal b'chol bracha bet ha'pchinot hanal. The reason is as follows. Ki yesod pinat emunatenu ha'kedosha. Because the foundation of our faith, of our holy emuna in Hashem, shekol magmat kavanat libenu, בכל הברכות והתפילות ובקשות, אך רק ליחידו של עולם אדון יחיד אינסוף ברוך הוא. We have to remember that magmat libenu, the המגמה, the yearning of our heart, the who we look to, who we are approaching, who we are hoping to, Magmat libenu, the hope of our heart in our brachot and in our tefillot, in our bakashot, when we bless, we say blessings, when we say prayers, when we say requests, is to Adon Yachid Baruch Hu, is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the address. We address Hashem, the essence of Hashem. That's who we hope to. That's who we pray to. That's who we ask for anything. Omnam lo she'anu medaberim elav kivyachol al atzmuto yitbarach bivchinat heyoto mufshat umufrash kivyachol legamre mehaolamot ke'inyan shehaya kodem abriya. But when it comes to describing and talking about Him, we don't describe Him. We don't talk about Him. De imken ech netaarehu chas v'shalom b'chol birkotenu u'tfilatenu b'shum shem v'kinui ba'olam klal. Because how can we describe Him with any kind of name? As we explained in the past two prakim, that we don't describe, there is no description that we have for the essence of Hashem, for Adon Yachid Atzmuto, Adon Yachid Baruch Hu. We don't know. We haven't the vaguest idea. We cannot fathom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we say any kind of title, any kind of description, it's not about Him. It's about how He relates and connects to us in this world. What He showed us in this world as far as His Rachmanut, His Chanina, His Din, v'chule. So that's number one. Let me review what he just said, because it's easy to run through it and not... What he's saying is like this. Every bracha, we have Lashon Nochach and Lashon Nistar. The reason is, Lashon Nochach is because to him we pray. We are addressing him. But when we describe him, I'm sorry, Lashon Nistar, that's him, that's his essence. Why? Because we are praying to him. Only he can help us. Only he can give us. Lashon Nochach, when we're talking to him, Ata, that's when we are describing him. That's when we are talking about what we see from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not able to describe him. We're not able to give him a title, but we're able to give a title to what we see in the world about his Hanhaga, about how he connects to us in this world. So therefore, because we have to praise him, and we have to describe and talk about him. How would we be able to describe and talk about him if we are going to talk to his essence? His essence doesn't have any title from us. So therefore, we also speak in a Lashon Nochach. So there is Nistar. The Lashon Nistar is acknowledging that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is you that we hope to. It is you that we pray to. Nothing else. Not even your forces. Not even the powers that you created in this world. We're not even the emanations, not even the sefirot, not even your midot. The midot ha-kedoshot ha-elyonot. We're not praying to them, chas v'shalom. We are praying to you. But we are praying to you that you should give more and more elakut to the sefirot, to those channels, to those pipes that come down and bring down to us all the shefa of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give to this world. So the first reason why we have both is in order to remember that we are not praying to anybody, to anything else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Lashon Nistar. That's Asher Kiddeshanu veMitzvotav. Aval, we describe him as Melech HaOlam, that's Le'amlacha Be'alma, how he's mamlich himself in this world. Oh, he's mamlich himself in this world as a Rachum, as a Chanun, as a Erech Apayim, as a Rav Chesed. That we say Ata. That we say Baruch Ata. We want more Rav Chesed. We want more Rachum. We want more Chanun. So that's the first reason why we have both the duality of each bracha. That's the first reason. In order to remember this yesod pinat emunatenu hakdosha. Second reason, vigam, de'im lo mitzad sheheranu yitbarach sheretzono litchaber lehaolamot, if it wasn't for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us that his will is to connect to the worlds, to connect to us, if he wouldn't have showed us that that is his will, whether we understand that or not, if he would not have shown us that his will is to be nimlach, is to be king over the creation in accordance with their deeds, lo ayinu rashaim klal leitpalel leatzmuto yitbarach sheitchaber lehaolamot uleashgacha al biryan. That would be a chutzpah. How would we come to pray to Hashem if he would not have shown us that he wants us to pray to him? How could you come all of a sudden, you little afar va'efer imavet olea, kecheres hanishbar she'en bo mamash, basar vadam, yelud isha, how could you come and address Adon Yachid Baruch Hu? Who do you think you are? That's a chutzpah. If it wasn't for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us that his ratzon is litchaber leha'olamot. Again, whether we understand that or not, how could we can't fathom why such a being with a capital B, such an existence, such an entity with a capital E, desires to be mitchaber. What does it even mean that he desires? We don't understand that. That he wants to be mitchaber leha'olamot. We don't know why. We don't know why. We don't understand it. But if it wasn't for the fact that he showed us that it is so, we would not be able to address him. So the reason why we have Lashon Nochach and Lashon Nistar is because of the Nochach, that we are able to address the nistar. The nochach is what we see. We see that he wants to connect with us. We see that he wants to connect with the olamot. That's why, even though he is nistar, he's atzmut adon yachid en sof baruch hu, we stand and we say, Baruch atah Hashem. There is a Rashi, he brings here in the Pirush u'bacharta b'chayim, famous Rashi in Parashat Bereshit. Where do we see an example where Hashem showed us that he wants us to pray to him, that he wants that connection? So there is a Rashi, V'chol siach hasadeh terem yeh ba'aretz, ki lo imtir Hashem Elokim al ha'aretz, ve'adam ayin la'avod et ha'adama. A pasuk in Parashat Bereshit. So Rashi says, the pasuk is saying, why is it that Hashem did not cause it to rain until he created Adam? That's what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is saying that till Adam was created on the sixth day, there was no rain pour yet. The rain began only after the creation of Adam. Rain could have begun on the third day, on the fourth day. Why it waited for Adam? Umatam lo imtir. So the pasuk is saying, you know why? The Adam ayin la'avod et ha'adama. This vav is vav hata'am. It's saying because. The Adam ayin, because Adam did not come yet, la'avod et ha'adama, to work the adama. So Rashi says, lefi she'adam ayin la'avod et ha'adama, and we learned this Gemara today in Brachot, ve'en makir betovatam shel geshamim. The Adam did not come to the world yet. Who is the Adam? Adam means a person who is makir betovatam shel geshamim. He recognizes how important rain is, right? And therefore, Adam came v'yada shem tzorech la'olam litpalel alehem. So when the Adam was created, and now he knows rain is important, so he's going to pray for them. V'yaldu v'tzamchu hadeshaim v'ha'ilanot. So v'adam ayin la'avod et ha'adama, what's included in la'avod et ha'adama? Litpalel for the geshem, to pray for the geshem, because he's makir betovatam shel geshamim. So we see over here that Hashem was waiting for the Adam, for what? For his tefillah. I want you to ask for it. I want you to tell me to give it to you. So I'm not giving it to the world yet until you come and you say, please give me. Oh, so that type of connection of hitchabrut el ha'olamot, of prayer, is something that Adon Yachid Baruch Hu wants. We don't understand that, but that's something that Gazra or Retzono Ha'Elyona, the Ratzon Ha'Elyon, wants. And so were it not for the fact that we saw that, we would not be able to come and to pray. Who are you? To come and to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachen makdimim anachnu lomar, we continue, Ata Hashem melech ha'olam. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokenu melech ha'olam. We're saying to Hashem, Hashem, you are the melech ha'olam. Pirush, אחר שרצונך היה להוות העולמות ולהתחבר עליהם לאמלכה עליהון, since we see that you are מלך העולם. Like it says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, אמרו לפני מלכויות כדי שתמליכוני עליכם. I want that you should say before me, מלכויות, you know, in Rosh Hashanah we say מלכויות, זיכרונות ושופרות, I want you to say before me, מלכויות, כדי שתמליכוני עליכם. I want you to make me king over you. Now, that has a lot to speak about, what that means. But לענייננו, we see that this is the רצון of Hashem, that we should be ממליכים. So we say, ברוך אתה השם אלוקנו מלך העולם, רצונך היה, since your רצון is להוות העולמות ולהתחבר עליהם, לאמלכה עליהון, your will is to be מתחבר to the world by being a king over them, לזאת, that's why we have the goal, that's how we get the, you know, presence of, have the audacity to come and to say, בקשתנו שיתברך מקור הרצון לאמלכה כן לאלמין. The makor of that melucha, which is atzmuto yitbarach, please Hashem, give more malchut to the world. Since your ratzon is leitchaber, be mitchaber to the world. We're going to come at the end of this perek to the tefillah of Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha, which we mentioned before, when Hashem said, give me Yishmael beni barecheni, and instead of saying, you're great, and this, he said, Hashem, titnaheg im banecha b'midat ha'rachamim, which means that's the amlacha of Kutsha Baruch Hu. When we say that Hashem shows us that he is melech, our job in the bracha is, Melech HaOlam, you Hashem, who is Melech HaOlam, who is Chafetz Litchaber El HaOlamot, we ask from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should give more and more to this world. Yitrabe, Baruch, Lashon Ribui, V'Lashon Tosefet. Be Mevarech, give more of your bracha, more of Elakut into this world. That's the second reason. That's the second reason why we have Lashon Nochach and Lashon Istar in a bracha. Because one gives license for the other. Now he comes and he gives a third reason, which is the most fundamental of all of them. V'gam shelefi bechinat atzmuto itbarach bilti itchabrutoi laolamot. If we were to only focus on the aspect of the essence of Hashem, removed from His connection to this world, let's say before the Bri'ah, en makom leTorah uMitzvot klal. There's no place for Torah and Mitzvot. What is Torah needed? What is Mitzvot needed? Without the chibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the connection of Hashem, laOlamot, Atzmuto Yitbarach, Hashem's essence, He doesn't need your Torah, our Torah, He doesn't need our Mitzvot. Al ze ne'emar, that's a pasuk, and many psukim like this. In Iyov Lamedhe, Im chatata matif albo. If you sinned, what do you think? You affected him. Im tzadakta matiten lo. If you became righteous, what do you think? You're giving him. O mamiyat chaykach. What does he need to take from you? V'chen k'tiv pasuk in Mishle. Im chachamta, chachamta lach. You became a chacham. Your chokhmah is for you. You're not doing anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki le'atzmut adon kol Baruch Hu. Now we're going to try to explain HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. This is not dvarim pshutim, aval they are dvarim pshutim. That's the chidush of them. Ki le'atzmut adon kol Baruch Hu, because as far, again, I know what some of you are probably asking yourself, but let's laser focus. Al atzmut adon Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence, Himself, kol ma'aseh ha'adam, all the deeds of a human being, hatovahi imra'a, whether they are good or bad, enena nogat lo be'etzem klal, chas v'shalom. It doesn't affect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be'etzem. It doesn't have any kind of intrinsic, you know, effect on Him. At all, we understand that. When we talk about la'asot nachat ruach liyotzoinu, and I struggled with this for many years to understand this till today, you know, what does it mean, la'asot nachat ruach liyotzoinu, to give, ve'la'asot retzon borenu? Maybe we have a pshat in this. La'asot nachat ruach liyotzoinu, to do a nachat ruach for Hashem. So what do we mean? That's exactly opposite of what we're just read right now. We said that if we do Torah and Mitzvot, we're not really doing anything to Hashem, atzmuto yidbarach. So what does it mean, la'asot nachat ruach liyotzeinu? La'asot nachat ruach, I'm giving him nachat ruach, which is, I'm making him feel good. Right? That's what it's saying in the Lashem Yichud. And by the way, I want to say clearly that it is not a mistake to feel that. It's not a mistake to feel that we're giving nachat ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the Sifrei Chassidut are filled with that. We have to remember that. Yes, we have to feel when we learn Torah, when we do a mitzvah, that we're giving a tremendous nachat ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a direct stira to what we're learning here. It's not a stira. It's not a stira at all, Rabotai. Because everybody understands, atzmuto yitbarach? Of course not. Of course not. Im tzadakta, matiten lo. Im chachamta, chachamta lach. We cannot affect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not something that we can fathom, that we make him feel nice, but yes, we make him feel nice. What does that mean? Because mitzad itchabruto leha'olamot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it so that He is connected to the world, that He allowed us a peek into Him, in the way that He conducts this world, in the way that He is a melech on this world. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, I want you to do Torah u'mitzvot because you're giving me a nachat ruach if you do that. Like it says, Reach nichoach l'Hashem, and Rashi says, nachat ruach she'amarti ve'na'asa retzoni, that I said and you did my will. Which means, that Hashem connects to this world in a way that allows for such a metziut that we are creating nachat ruach liyotzrenu. Why? Because it's la'asot retzon borenu. Because that's the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is le'amlacha be'alma, is to be nimlach on this world, to be king over this world. And as a king over this world, we want to give nachat ruach to the king, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the while understanding in the back of our mind, knowing that in essence, we didn't do anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in his relationship to us, yes, we created a tremendous nachat ruach liyotzrenu because la'asot retzon borenu. So it sounds like a stira, but it's a very important two points to always live with. Always to remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is en sof, en sof. We cannot describe him at all. He is beyond, meromam al kol beracha utila. He is above everything. But if that's what would only be, then there would be no place for Torah and Mitzvot. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Olamot. And his ratzon is lehi malech in this world, to be a melech on the world. Therefore, in that aspect, that's where Torah and Mitzvot come, in our relationship to him. So there is the knowledge that he is beyond, and then there is the second aspect of our relationship to him, which means like this. I'm still working on the mashal. I hope it comes out in a clear way. Let's say a king who is a king over a whole country, and his majesty is revered over everyone, and he's so kind, and he's so wise, and he is great in all his ways. He has a wife. Who knows him best? His wife. The one who is intimate with him, the one who is closest to him, the one who goes into a room with him that nobody is ever allowed to go into. So his wife knows him in a way that nobody else can even imagine. Does that mean that the king does not have a relationship with his people? Does that mean that they cannot talk to him? Does that mean that they cannot ask from him? Of course. Does that mean that they do not revere him? Absolutely. They have honor with no end because of what he shows them. When he comes out of his palace and he gives and he demonstrates and he bestows and he behaves with people and he speaks with people, That's the picture that people have of that king. And that's their connection to him. So they want to find favor in his eyes. And they want to do good with him so that he will continue to do good with them. But do they really, really know who he is? No. No. Ulai. I'm... Ken, bakasha.
זה מה שאמרתי באמת.
אמרתי they're contradictory, אבל באמת זה לא contradictory. כי זה נראה סתירה, כי זה נראה לנו. כי מצד אחד אנחנו אומרים שהתורה והמצוות שלנו לא עושים כלום אליו, לא נוגעים לו. ומצד שני אנחנו אומרים לעשות רצון נחת רוח ליוצרנו.
בדיוק למי שאנחנו מכירים.
בדיוק. אז זה צריך להבין את זה. זה קצת דק, זה דק, צריך... אבל you're right, the truth is, אחד לא נוגע בשני. It's not a stira to one to another. That, so the word that he's using for that is itchabruto el ha'olamot, his connection to the world. That came through tzimtzum. He's not using that word yet. He's not, but itchabruto el ha'olamot, what he showed us in this world, which is a definite constriction, tzimtzum, of, you know, of atzmuto yitbarach. But in that endless world, as far as we're concerned, that's where there is Torah mitzvot. Now, he continues and he says, Vehu ma'amaram bebereshit rabba resh parasha mem dalet imrat Hashem tzerufa. Listen to this. He says, here's a famous statement from Chazal. People quote it many times. It comes from a midrash, bereshit rabba. Amar Rav, Rav says, Lo nitnu ha-mitzvot, Ela letzaref bahem et ha-beriyot. The mitzvot were given only for the purpose of letzaref bahem et ha-beriyot. Now, the word letzaref is translated as to purify. That's letzaref, like matzref la kesef vekur la zahav. Like you take silver and you purify it, you put it in the furnace, right? That's letzaref, to purify, to bring out the essence, to bring out the good. Lo nitnu amitzvot, ela letzaref bahem et haberiyot. The mitzvot were given to us to make a mensch out of us, to make a better being out of us. We become better people. Nachnu nihyim tzerufim, like imrat Hashem tzerufa. Okay? And Rav continues in the Midrash and he says, because what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu care? Lemi sheshochet min ha-tzavar or mi sheshochet min ha-oref? Right? The Shechita is by the tzavar. Well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares, if it's here, if you did it here, it's kasher. If you did it there, it's not kasher. What does he care? Ela lo nitnu ha-mitzvot, ela letzaref bahem tabiriyot. That's Rav is coming and saying that for him it doesn't make any difference. But it's for us. Letzaref bahem. Vechen ubetanchuma parashat shmini bepasuk zot achaya ubemidrash tehilim izmor yudchet ubetikunim tikun ayin. It says in the tikunim, ilat ha'ilot mitale al kola. Iu barich lekola. Kadosh Baruch Hu is beyond, is more sublime than anything, is blessed more than anything. Velo tzarich ihu bircha'an me'achara. He doesn't need anybody to bless him. Delet aleman de'ashpale, because there's nothing that can be mashpia on him, nothing that can give and that can bestow to him. Hadaud ichtiv, that's what it says in the pasuk. Umeromam al kol beracha utila. Kadosh Baruch Hu is raised well above, is elevated from any bracha and tehila that we can say. I thought that this is what we say in that pasuk before those words. What do we say? Ve'ata Elokenu modim anachnu lach umhalelim. Leshem tifartecha, vivarechu shem kevodecha umeromam al kol beracha utila. So modim anachnu lach. Who do we address? We address you. Who do we pray to? We pray to you. Who do we hope to? We hope to you. Modim anachnu lach umehalelim. But when we praise, when we say descriptions, when we say praises, leshem tifartecha. That's to the name of your glory. Name, as we said already many times here, not going to repeat, Shem is what we know about him. Mitzad itchabruto el ha'olamot. Why? Because meromam hu al kol beracha u'tehila. There is, he brings here in the Ubacharta b'chaim, he brings a gemara in Masechet Sota, daf lamed vav. There's a gemara that says, if you'll allow me a few more minutes, there's a gemara that says, Rabbi Meir Omer, כשעמדו ישראל על הים, היו שבטים מנצחים זה עם זה. זה אומר, אני יורד תחילה לים, וזה אומר, אני יורד תחילה לים. Listen to this, we're going to have here a mashal that describes what we're talking about. The שבטים were fighting, who's going to jump in first? In Yamsuf, by Yamsuf. Gemara in Sota, Lamed Vav Amud Bet, going on to Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. קפץ שפטו של בנימין וירד לים תחילה. שבט בנימין went first. והיו שרי יהודה רוגמים, שרי יהודה רגמתם. The princes of Yehuda were throwing stones at them. How dare you? You're first? What do you mean? לפיכך זכה בנימין הצדיק ונעשה ושפיזכן לגבורה. And therefore, בנימין was זוכה that the בית המקדש was in נחלת בנימין. So, he brings here Tosfot. Tosfot over there writes a braita in the Mechilta. The braita says, "Mashal lema davar dome." A mashal to what was going on. Lemelech basar vadam, a king, shehayu lo shne banim. They had two children, echad gadol, echad katan, an older boy and a younger boy. So the king amar la katan. He tells the younger boy, Ha'amideni im hanetzachama. Can you wake me up, please, by sunrise? Amar lagadol, ha'amideni legimel sha'ot. Then he goes to the older child and he tells him, can you wake me up 3 hours into the day. Let's say sunrise is 6, 9 o'clock, wake me up at 9 o'clock. So to the Katan, he said, wake me up, 6 o'clock. To the Gadol, he said, wake him up, 9 o'clock. Baha Katan neha'amidoi minitzachama. Now, the Netzachama comes, the young child gets up, I have to wake up my father, he told me to wake him up. The older brother, he said, what are you doing? I want to wake up. No, you're not supposed to wake him up. He told me to only wake him up at 9 o'clock. What are you going now and you're waking him up? And he's fighting back and forth. The Katan says, nobody told me to wake him now. He said, no, he told me to wake him in 3 hours. As they are shouting or arguing between them, the father woke up. The father woke up, Amar lahem, banai, banai, told him, my boys, my sweet, sweet boys. Mikol makom shnechem lo kivantem ela lichvodi. Af ani lo akaper secharechem. He said, both of you, you only wanted my honor. You wanted to do my will. I told you 6, I told you. Yeah, so therefore, you will both be rewarded. Don't worry about it. So now if you think about this mashal, the chaura, we don't understand something. What do you mean? Why would he tell the boy to wake him up at 9 o'clock if he already told the younger boy to wake him at 6? If he's going to be awake from 6, how is he going to, what do you mean, wake me up at 9? What's even, it's futile to even ask for that. What's the purpose in that? That's the mashal. The nimshal is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't need us to do Torah, to do mitzvot. That's not what he needs. It's not because, it's not from his side that he's lacking anything, chas v'shalom. It's all for the kavod shamayim that we need to give. We need to do the Torah. We need to do the mitzvot as a kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a sachar for that display of loyalty to Him. So lo nitnu Torah u'mitzvot l'Yisrael, ela letzaref bahem et haberiyot. It's letzaref otanu, it's to make us purer. But the Nefesh HaChaim is going to go deeper when we continue Be'ezrat Hashem, and he's going to use the word letzaref. It's not just to purify, but it's also to connect, to cause the connection between one world to another, the connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Letzaref bahem et haberiyot. So literally it means to purify, but letzaref also means to combine and to connect. But Perek Daled is quite a deep Perek. This was part one in Perek Daled. Hashem Yezaken, we hope it was a bit clear as much as possible.